Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, February 8th, and this is Chicago Council 8 volunteer Sean Gardner reporting. This Friday in New York, our negotiating committee and representatives from our United Master Executive Council will continue our merger and negotiations town hall meetings. The committee will then head to Frankfurt on February 16th, London on February 17th, Narita on February 23rd, and conclude in Hong Kong on February 24th. These meetings provide a significant opportunity to receive a comprehensive update on the status of our Section 6 negotiations, get information on the merger, and discuss our recent filing with the National Mediation Board for determination of single transportation system, which will lead to a representational election. We will discuss union representation, seniority integration, and the timeline expected for the operational integration. If you are able to attend, this is well worth your time. Not only will you be able to provide valuable feedback for our negotiating committee and representatives of the United Master Executive Council, but you will also be able to ask questions that are of importance to you. Check our website for more specifics on times and locations. As reported in last Friday's Dear AFA, local council elections will commence in certain locations shortly. The process is already underway for the local council election cycles in New York, Council 5, Los Angeles, Council 12, Las Vegas, Council 25, and Narita, Council 38, for a new term beginning July 1st, 2011. In each of these councils, the nomination process has concluded. Polls opened in Narita on January 11th and will close February 23rd. For Las Vegas, polls will open on February 28th, closing March 21st, and for New York and Los Angeles, polls will open on March 2nd and close March 23rd. If you belong to one of these councils and have any difficulty retrieving your voting credentials, contact the membership department at the AFA International Office at 1-800-424-2401. Extension 706, or contact your local council president. At AFA, you belong to a democratically elected union. You, the member, directly elect your local officers and council representatives. In turn, your local president elects the Master Executive Council officers and the MEC committee members, all of which are flight attendants. This is why your participation is invaluable in your local council elections. Take the time out to participate if you're in one of the above-mentioned domiciles and vote. Last Tuesday, we advised you that due to United Airlines profits exceeding $10 million for the year 2010, our contractual profit-sharing program was triggered. Section 5J of our contract pays out when adjusted pre-tax earnings at United Airlines reach this benchmark. All flight attendants will receive a distribution to his or her 401k plan from the cash pool based on his or her considered earnings in the year the profit is achieved. Considered earnings include base pay, holiday pay, sick pay, vacation pay, overrides, and premiums, but shall exclude expense reimbursement, for example, per diem, incentive or profit sharing payments, pension claim payments, imputed income, or other similar awards or allowances. In July 2006, AFA was the only union to put to our membership a vote to direct where you wanted our profit sharing distribution to go. A majority of those who voted determined that a pre-tax contribution to our 401k plan was how our profit sharing distribution would be handled. The amount due to flight attendants equals about 5.9% of considered earnings. We have confirmed that the payment will be made on Friday, February 11th, 2011. The payment will be deposited to your 401k accounts to those eligible for a tax-deferred account and is expected to be viewable in your account by February 14, 2011. Be sure you know how you wish for that payment to be applied into the specific investments within your 401k plan. If you wish to make any changes to how this payment will be invested within your individual 401k account, you should log on to the Fidelity website available through the Useful Website section of our webpage and make your selection prior to 1600 Eastern Standard Time on February 11th to make these changes. You may also call Fidelity at 1-800-245-9034. In July 2006, we were also successful in achieving a similar type plan in the United Kingdom called the UK Stakeholder Plan. This plan has features that are very similar to the U.S. 401k plan, and members eligible for the UK plan will have their profit sharing directed into this account. AFA represented internationally based flight attendants who are domiciled at Frankfurt, Hong Kong, or Narita, and who do not receive company contributions to the U.S. flight attendant 401k plan will receive their profit sharing through the normal payroll process. The floor rate will be applied based on the particular currency. As a result, however, United anticipates that there may be a delay of several days beyond February 14th for the receipt of profit-sharing awards for internationally-based flight attendants only at Frankfurt and Narita, who receive their awards through the normal payroll process in applying the floor rate. This week, United Airlines announced their operational performance for January 2011. Compared to the month of January last year, revenue capacity increased by 0.4%. While the load factor remained the same for this period, passenger revenue increased by 1%, showing that United continues to improve financially. Due to last week's snowstorm, our National Mediation Board mediator, John Livingood, was unable to make it to Chicago for our scheduled mediation session. However, at AFA's insistence, we met with management and Mr. Livingood via conference call to maintain our session for the week. During that session, we received a number of proposals related to scope and letters of agreement. Management proposes the complete elimination of our scope agreement and related provisions and presented their scope proposal modeled on the flight attendant contract at Continental Airlines. They seek the unfettered right to outsource our work by establishing subsidiaries and alter ego airlines. Look for your copy of our latest Negotiations and You newsletter that should be arriving at your home next week. A more comprehensive review on negotiations is available every Friday in the Flight Attendant Negotiations Network update. Become part of the fan by signing up through the form on unitedafa.org in the negotiations section or by contacting your local council. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.